second thing to raise is just recently the reduction in infections and cases in India, where vaccines have only been administered to 4.32% of the population, which can be found on the Johns Hopkins University website. The belief there now is reasonably clear that a combination of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are effective. And
I don't know if that's true at all. Yeah, I don't know where you get the information from, Phil. No one else is backing that up in the medical profession.
Phil, there's a lot of medical experts that disagree with you. I don't know whether you've got a medical degree or what your background is, but I think we should leave that to the medical experts. It seems like there's a bit of a concerted campaign. That's the second person today.
Yeah, that's right.
Two cases in the New South Wales area were infectious in the community.
Actually, Professor Peter Doherty, who's kind of the guru at all this, has got an institute named after him and a Nobel Prize, so I think he knows what he's talking about, said there's just not enough evidence that ivermectin makes a difference in order to give it out clinically. There has been anecdotal evidence, small trials, but he was tweeting about this yesterday, saying we just can't, you can't give it carte blanche because we don't know if it actually is that effective, and is there side effects that could be more dangerous.
And he is the expert, the type of expert we should be talking to with these sorts of issues with. If that changes, that's good.
Yeah.
And we can adopt it. But at the moment, it's not like that.